Prime Minister is a citizen of this country. He's one of 1.4 million. He has a right to voice his concern if he decides to do so. The fact of the matter is, this was a matter that was dealt with since last year. Since then, this same government and this same Prime Minister deliberately amended a law that could have done nothing other than to ensure that I act as Commissioner of Police. So people are trying to throw a red herring into this matter to give the impression that this is the cause of all of this. It is not. Because since then, as I said, you know, there has been constant dialogue and communication with the Prime Minister and myself, and they amended the law to ensure that I act as Commissioner of Police. And on that situation, the matter was resolved. There was nothing in my assessment that affected my assessment based on that situation. Also, it showed that what I did was something that I was forced to do because, unfortunately, the Prime Minister made a comment that could have given many police officers the perception that they could have gone into private property and arrest persons if they were in breach of regulation. The public health regulations did not give the police that authority. So I was forced to ensure that police officers would not do this, and also that would have saved the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars because damages would have been incurred by the state for wrongful arrest.